morning again. We are going to be looking in Luke chapter 9 this morning about the story of Jesus sending out the 12. And Father, we pray as we look into your holy and infallible and inspired word that you will touch each of our hearts afresh with the knowledge of your mission and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. And so the theme this morning is being sent out. And in 1937 was the date where the parish of St. Mary's decided to plant a new congregation on the Roding Road. And if you can read about it in Ken Vine's book, and they built this place and they called it the Roding Church Hall in 1937. It wasn't known as St. Michael's till 1944. When it was commissioned as that church on St. Michael's Day in 1944. But way back in 1937, before that, that heart to bring mission to the south of Loughton was there and from this parish. I believe that today is a significant day in our church's life. It's one of those red letter days because since 1937, we've never actually planted another congregation. And this is not a church plant, because there's already a congregation at St. Michael's, but it is a grafting in, which means that it's just like in gardening talk, that it's about two plants propagating new fruit through two plants. And from the team who are going here, from here, and the congregation at St. Michael's, we are praying for much fruit to come. St. Mary's, for us, we are a sending church. A resource church. If you remember back, I was thinking about it. Do you remember Rob and Melissa Oram, who were sent out from the church here? We had Mark and Tandy Ruoff, Heike Prentice, Luke Lowry, Susanna Thackeray, Jordan, our youth worker who went down to work in Enfield, Jordan Palmer. There's been Jonathan Huff. There will be David Baker soon, who will be getting ordained next year. This is what we do, and we send mission partners and missionaries and people to be ordained and the lay people, and they've all been sent. And we have that heart. We're actually all sent because our vision statement says every person, every place, saturated with God. So we're really all part of being a sending church, and we're all being sent. Every day we're being sent. That's why we say at the end of this service, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Because our mission field is not in here, it's out there. Wherever we may be, in the workplace, at home, in our street, we are sent. And we have a missionary DNA, which is important. We're like a missionary society. Do you know, even on our windows, it's built into our very architecture here. The window over here, and we've got the Annunciation in the center. Just for your information, we've got St. George and St. Dennis on this side. These windows are put there after the First World, commemorating the First World War. And this window here, on this side, does anybody know who's on there? It's St. Sed and St. Ethelberga. Isn't that a great name? What a great name, Ethelberga. And these were both from the Middle Ages. There's quite a difference. Oh dear. From the Middle Ages. Maybe they were middle aged from the Middle Ages, but St. Sed was an evangelist. He was a monk, an evangelist monk, and St. Ethelberga was a lady who was the first abbess over at Barking, and both of them were involved in the evangelization of Essex. Isn't that great? It's built into our very windows here that we are a church that's to be involved in the evangelization of Essex, remembering the saints who've gone before, remembering those who are still with us now, as God calls us now, on this adventure of the kingdom. And we are called not only to grow, but to multiply. And I believe this is a really exciting venture. God has called us to be a resource church. And we want to be a blessing, not just to keep all the blessing to ourselves, but to spread that blessing out and to multiply. That's what Jesus said we should do. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go and multiply. Go and bring the gospel. So we're looking here at this passage in Luke 9, where the sending of the 12 happens. And interestingly, there are 12 people on the team going from St. Michael's, which is also lovely. But look here at verse 1. There's just three quick points I want to make this morning. The first one is this. Verse 1. He gave them power. Jesus sending the 12, and it says he gave them power. And I want to speak particularly to those who are going on this graft, but this is a word for all of us. The power is not in activity. It's not in the number of events. It's not in the structure or the organization or the efforts. I know the efforts you'll put your maximum effort in. I know that. But that's not the same as the power. He gave them power. Power comes from heaven. It comes from God. It comes from prayer. That power comes from the love of God. That power comes from the Word of God ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:8 it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. And friends, that is what we need today. It's not just lots of events. It is lots of the power of God. May God fill all of us. And may God fill St. Michael's and St. Mary's and every church in Loughton with his power. We need his power. His power that is at work within us. It's his power to witness. It's his power to pray. It's his power to love and to serve. It comes from God. It doesn't come from earning it. It doesn't come from our own resources. It comes from God. And I pray, and one of my great prayers for you has always been that you would know his power. And I'm praying that for us here, for you at St. Michael's, and all across the churches of the throughout the diocese and throughout Essex, throughout Epping Forest, the power of God. It's going to be the power of God that we need, that will change people from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And that's the call that we have. So number one, he gave them power. And I pray that you go in his power and you seek after his power. The second word is this, verse 2. He sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God. And do we notice here that in both the first and the second points, he gave them power and he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God. This really comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Your commission comes from him, your commanding officer, Jesus Christ. Not from St. Mary's, not from the Diocese of Chelmsford, but from Christ Jesus himself. He sent them to proclaim. He didn't send them to just, as I said before, have lots of activities. He didn't send them to just do lots of nice things for people. He sent them to proclaim, have a voice, not an echo, but a real voice of the kingdom of God, to say to the St. Michael's parish and this whole community, repent and believe the good news. It's a simple message of proclaiming the kingdom of God. This is a simple message that saves and transforms. And I pray as a team and as all of us as believers that we will not be ashamed of that proclamation that Jesus is Lord. That proclamation that we proclaim him, Christ Jesus and him crucified, to the world that's perishing foolishness, but to us who believe it is the power of God. And that's the message we proclaim, that we would be a gospel people. And that as you go, you will, as Lydia said and prayed, that we would plant the gospel. We're not here to multiply the church. In fact, Jesus said he would build the church, but we are here to plant the gospel. And God will build the church. as we plant the gospel. And keep the gospel at the center, because in so many places today, the gospel is on the sidelines. The gospel is on the edges rather than at the center. And my prayer for us as churches is that we keep Christ crucified at the center. Risen, exalted, and glorified, our Lord Jesus Christ at the center. And the simple gospel message he sent them to proclaim, the kingdom of God. And that is a wonderful kingdom. And the only way into that kingdom is to be born again. Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so today, that's my call and my commission and my prayer for you as you go, but also for us who remain, that we will go, that God gives us power, and that God sends us to proclaim. And in verse 6, we see the third point. And it's a wonderful thing. It says, so they set out. They were obedient. And I want to thank God for everyone here who is obedient to God, to the call of God. And in their obedience, they were called to depend on God, not on natural resource. That's why Jesus said, take nothing for the journey. In other words, depend on God, not natural resources. Don't look too much. I mean, obviously, there, you know, St. Michael's, in that context, will have various needs that you'll want to help meet. But actually, that's secondary to the fact that you have all that you need in Christ Jesus to see a great awakening in St. Michael's. Never mind the bank balance of the church, never mind the numbers on the electoral roll, all of that God can deal with. But for now, you go in, you've got enough. There's always enough in the kingdom of God. You are not in lack. You are in plenty because Christ Jesus has sent you to proclaim the kingdom of God. Depend on God, not on natural resource. Look at verse 5. And I believe this is telling us when it says in verse 5, if people do not welcome you, so on and so forth. And I'm sure they will welcome you. But what it's saying is, don't worry about the reaction. Proclaim the kingdom of God and leave the reaction to God. Don't worry if you're how it goes. Proclaim the kingdom. You are sent with power to proclaim. Don't worry about the reaction. Also, we can see it says there that in verse 6, how they went out and they prayed and people were healed and saved and set free everywhere, in the village to village. God was at work. If we go commissioned and recommissioned, and we go in his power, and we go and proclaim the kingdom, and we don't worry about what happens, God will work. That's guaranteed. God will work. And the wonderful thing in verses 7 to 9, here we have Herod, all confused, but one thing we see is that even in the palace, they heard what was going on. And I know that you've got a word about the ears tingling. And I pray that around the parish of St. Michael's, people will hear something's going on. What's happening? And all around Loughton, something's happening. What's God doing? We should get down to these churches and see what's happening. God is at work. And we'll be there proclaiming the kingdom in the power of the Holy Spirit. People heard what was going on. And that's my prayer today, is that people, that God will do such a work, and that it won't belong to St. Mary's or St. Michael's, but it will belong to Christ Jesus. For to him be the glory, because it's he who gave them power. It is Jesus who sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God, and so they set out. And I think those four words summarize what today is about. So they set out. And I pray that that doesn't only apply to St. Michael's, but also to all of us here. We're going to set out more and more in the adventures of the kingdom of God, his power, to proclaim the gospel and to see God at work in our community. May God help us as we do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gospel that we have to proclaim. Thank you that the gospel saves. Thank you that the message of Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we pray, Father, that whether we're being sent out and setting out to St. Michael's or continuing here, Lord, fill us afresh with that fire of the love of God, that compassion, that proclamation of the love of God, that demonstration of the gospel. And Lord, we pray that we would go in your power, depending on you. And we pray that this community will see the difference. In Jesus' name, amen.